Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Friday, December 17th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. January 7th will mark the one-year anniversary of the amendable date of our contract. 8 years ago, we were forced to shoulder deep cuts during United's bankruptcy to help the airline survive and thrive for the future. Those cuts have meant we work harder for less with little ability to plan for our future. While we continue to struggle and routinely count the days until our next paycheck, our executives consistently schedule new bonus programs for themselves, and we're able to complete the mega merger and create the largest airline in the world in record time. To add insult to injury, management continues to bring only egregious concessionary proposals to the table and is convinced we will agree to them. They expect us to forget what it means to negotiate for improvements since we've only had that opportunity twice in the last 25 years. Who can forget when each month we scramble to pay all our bills or worry we're not getting any younger as retirement seems to get further and further away? We don't forget when we can't get home in time for that little league game, for the animal who spends too much time home alone, or for the elder parent who counts on us for support. This management needs to know our memory is long. We are so sick and tired of concessions, we're willing to do whatever it takes to change our experience and get the pay, benefits, and quality of life we have earned. We mean it when we say it. Now it's time to show it. Management will continue to try to pull us apart and attack our issues one at a time. They can dismiss and ignore one, two, or a few of us, but they can't dismiss all of us standing together for the same cause at the same time. We are putting our power into action. Take a stand and feel the power of collective action on January 7th. A list of the January 7th day of action times and designated meeting places for your location can be found on our website. Our latest contract negotiation survey is now open through January 18, 2011. Keeping in mind that Section 6 negotiations is a lengthy process, it is imperative that we continue the discussion about why these negotiations are so important and continue to solicit your feedback about our collective goals. As has been the case since the beginning of negotiations, our negotiating committee is guided by the feedback provided by you to set our priorities at the negotiating table. There can be no doubt in management's mind about who they are negotiating with and that our community of flight attendants stands behind our proposals built upon our collective priorities. That is why we place so much importance on the value of continually soliciting your feedback and will continue to do so throughout the Section 6 process and eventually once our flight attendant groups are combined. By recognizing your continued feedback about our collective goals is critical to our success, you have taken ownership in securing our collective future. A great deal has transpired since our last negotiation survey in May of this year. However, just over 75 days into the corporate merger, we have yet to see any changes towards more meaningful negotiations at the table. Management continues to offer us only concessionary proposals and sincerely believes that these proposals are acceptable to you. Take a look at the most recent comparison of negotiations proposals for a taste of what management is proposing. A word of caution, only one survey per person will be counted. If you submit a subsequent survey to your original submission, only the last survey recorded will be counted. We strongly encourage you to take part in this survey and urge your peers to do likewise. A direct link to the survey can be found on our website. As a reminder, flight attendants are assigned to reserve for the month of December have an opportunity to preference where they would prefer to lay over for the holiday. Section 10C13C of our contract provides that at Christmas, a reserve flight attendant can indicate their preference for layover cities for 3 days preceding and 2 days following the holiday. Requests may be submitted for up to 4 locations. If you haven't already done so, we encourage you to put in an initial request on file now. The last request on file will be the request that will be considered at the time of the assignment. The submission page will detail the dates your request must be finalized to be considered. For a direct link to submit your holiday layover request as well as a full list of deadline dates for the holiday period, please visit our website. Crew Scheduling will make every attempt to accommodate the reserve Christmas wish list layover request to the best of their ability. The dates, times, and locations have been finalized for the Merger and Negotiations Town Hall meetings scheduled for New York, London, Frankfurt, Narita, and Hong Kong. These town hall meetings afford you an opportunity to receive a comprehensive update on the status of our Section 6 negotiations, as well as interact with our negotiating committee and representatives from the Master Executive Council, the MEC, and ask questions and provide your feedback. Check our website for additional details. The Association of Professional Flight Attendants, APFA, at American Airlines has been informed by the National Mediation Board, the NMB, that the January 4th through 6th meeting scheduled with their mediator will be considered a negotiation session. APFA had previously considered the meeting a chance to merely talk, not officially negotiate. Negotiations at American Airlines have been at a virtual standstill. The APFA hasn't had a negotiating session since May 21st, when they completed a week of federally mediated talks with management. APFA has been waiting for a response from the National Mediation Board since March on their request to be released from their negotiations that have been ongoing for 3 years. The flight attendants have been the most vocal regarding the issue of being released from mediation so that they can seek self-help or a strike. Since the last time APFA and management met in May, the NMB canceled the only meeting scheduled for the week of September 21st. APFA remains hopeful, however, the union leadership as well as the membership is growing increasingly frustrated with the pace of their negotiations. Elsewhere in the industry, our sisters and brothers at Spirit Airlines are growing increasingly frustrated by the slow pace of their Section 6 negotiations. In an effort to assist in supporting contract goals, a Ready for Action Committee was formed. Their current contract became amenable in 2007, and AFA requested federal mediation on March of 2009. Earlier this year, Spirit pilots ratified a new contract after striking and shutting down the airline for 5 days. The latest edition of the Dear AFA Industry editorial was recorded yesterday by retired volunteer Jerry Butts. Listen to the message at 1-800-DEAR-AFA, option 5, or online at www.unitedafa.org in the Dear AFA section. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.